Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today in Business from Wired.
Would you trade a Bitcoin for Tesla? The maker of electric vehicles said it had invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and plans to accept a cryptocurrency as payment for its cars. By Gregory Barber. For a brief moment on Sunday, before Tesla said it had invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and planned to let people use the cryptocurrency to pay for its cars, Bitcoin's price could be expressed with a fittingly simple figure. It was worth the same as a base Tesla Model 3. The next day, however, the comparison got more complicated. As the news of Tesla's investment propelled the value of one Bitcoin well on its way to paying for a second car, it's dipped and surged a few times since then. No guarantees how many EVs a Bitcoin will yield by the time you listen to this article. Hence, to some, the strangeness of a company at once announcing it had invested a great deal of money in Bitcoin as an asset, among the largest corporate purchases of a cryptocurrency thus far, while also asking you to spend it like dollars. It's a problem almost as old as Bitcoin. Practically definitional, in fact. Ever since the first modest orders of pizza with Bitcoin, that is now worth on the order of billions of dollars. Today, it's the prospect of buying a car. The price of the cheapest Model 3 is $37,990 and should still be the same tomorrow, which depreciates the moment it's driven off the lot. You'll have a used Tesla, sure, but perhaps you'll have missed out on the next cryptocurrency spike. In recent months, the tide has shifted in one direction, that Bitcoin is a store of value. The kind of thing you buy and hold in the hope of someday selling it for more cash. Banks and hedge funds have increasingly jumped onto the idea, looking for fresh returns in a time when stocks look a little frothy, and there's little reward in parking money in bonds and cash. In doing so, they've bought into the idea that Bitcoin will stick around and that it could hold a value long term, like platinum or gold, a legitimate alternative asset. Tesla gave similarly anodyne logic in the filing that revealed its new holding, that it wanted to diversify and maximize returns on our cash that is not required to maintain adequate operating liquidity. In other words, Tesla sees the same upsides that other corporate buyers do. Bitcoin is high risk and high reward, and mostly, recently, it's been rewarding. The cynical view is that they believe they can make money on it, says Michael Ramsey, an automotive analyst at Gartner. Still, Tesla's interest in Bitcoin also speaks to a more spiritual association. I just smirked at first. It's kind of a perfect marriage, Ramsey says. First, there's Tesla's unusual appetite for risk. Then there's the story of overlapping fan bases, which have helped turn Tesla CEO Elon Musk into perhaps the most important crypto influencer around. Last month, when he added hashtag Bitcoin to his Twitter bio, the value of the cryptocurrency surged 20% in an hour. It has since been removed. A series of playful tweets about Dogecoin on Sunday sent the value of the so-called meme cryptocurrency, started initially as a joke, to record heights. While Ramsey is skeptical that many people will take Tesla up on the idea of trading their Bitcoin for cars, for practical reasons, it's not a bad marketing move, he adds. For a certain kind of person, a Bitcoin for a Tesla sure sounds like the ultimate flex. That is, if you can get over the idea of purchasing an EV with a cryptocurrency that runs on the same amount of power as a mid-sized country. And hey, it's not like many people and companies aren't still trying to make Bitcoin payments happen. This is a second chance at this, says John Sadunov, a finance professor at Villanova University. Years ago, companies including Dell and Expedia tried taking Bitcoin as payment. More recently, the state of Ohio, as part of an attempt to establish itself as a cryptocurrency hub, briefly allowed you to pay your taxes in Bitcoin. It didn't get many takers, and all of them later dropped the plans. But Tesla is a bigger player with the potential to give Bitcoin more mainstream legitimacy, Sadunov says. Not to mention ease of use. Right now, it is in fact possible to buy a car with Bitcoin, but it means seeking out an individual car dealer who happens to be a crypto enthusiast. Soon, it will be an option for any Tesla, and potentially other things. This spring, PayPal intends to let its customers pay for things on its service at any of its vendors. The Bitcoin will be converted to local currency before vendors see the proceeds. That's an uphill battle, surely. To spend Bitcoin regularly, we'll need to rewire our brains, Sadunov says. It will require people to actually think of goods and services in terms of Bitcoin, or perhaps more fittingly, for anything less expensive than a car, in satoshis equivalent to 1/100,000,000th of a Bitcoin, and not first convert the value to cash. It could happen, he thinks, if price stabilizes over time and if the spending options become ubiquitous enough. But then, at that point, will it be much of a worthwhile investment?
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.